My name is Ali Reza Vahadat. I'm a PhD candidate in the departments of cardiology and radiology in Erasmus Medical Center Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and also the department of cardiology in The Hague Medical Center in the Netherlands. The title of this paper is Normal Imaging Findings After Aortic Valve Implantation on 18F Fluorodeoxyglucose Positron Emission Tomography with Computed Tomography. 18F FDG PET-CT is nowadays used in the diagnostic workup of patients with suspected prosthetic valve endocarditis, according to the 2015 ESC guidelines for management of infective endocarditis. In the same guidelines, it is said that PET-CT is not recommended in the first 3 months after prosthetic valve implantation because normal FDG uptake due to inflammation response after surgery would be falsely seen as pathological uptake. However, data about this normal FDG response on PET-CT after prosthetic valve implantation is very limited. The aim of this study was to assess the paravalvular 18F FDG uptake at different time points in the first year after aortic valve implantation. This was a multicenter prospective cross-sectional study including patients above the age of 50 who had undergone an uncomplicated aortic valve implantation and importantly who had no signs of infective endocarditis at the time of inclusion. Patients were included in three different groups and received a PET-CT either at 5 weeks, 12 weeks, or a year after aortic valve implantation. PET-CT was then analyzed for perivalvular FDG uptake with two different methods. One, a qualitative visual method with a visual scoring system, and two, a quantitative method using the standardized uptake values, or the SUV values in short. A total of 37 patients were included, divided into three groups of 12, 12, and 13 patients. The groups were comparable, with no significant difference in baseline characteristics. PET-CT qualitative analysis showed that there was always some uptake around the prosthetic valve, but this was mild in the majority of the cases, and there were no significant differences between the groups. And also the quantitative analysis of the paravalvular FDG uptake showed no significant differences between the groups. So we concluded that baseline FDG uptake around aortic prosthetic valve at 5, 12, and 52 weeks after implantation is similar and mild in the majority of the cases. And we think that the recommendation of the ESC guidelines not to perform the PET-CT in patients with suspected prosthetic valve endocarditis and the prosthetic valve implantation less than 3 months ago should be reconsidered. Some limitations of our study was one, that our study population only included patients with an aortic prosthetic valve, and so we cannot draw any conclusion regarding normal 18FDG findings for prosthetic valves in other locations or in cases of combined aortic valve with an ascending aorta replacement, for example, in post-bento procedures. Another limitation was that despite adequate low-carbohydrate diet, in about 50% of the patients, the myocardium was not fully suppressed, which could be seen as a potential confounder to the FDG measurements. And although the measurements were done carefully not to include the myocardium, this could still be seen as a limitation of our study. More studies in this matter are needed with the inclusion of patients with other prosthetic valve types, such as mitral valves, transcatheter aortic valves, or aortic valves combined with an aortic ascendance prosthesis to provide more information about the normal FDG uptake patterns and quantitative measurements after prosthetic valve implantation.